This is KUT. Officials from countries around the world have met for the last 2 weeks in Lima, Peru, to talk about global climate change. At the heart of those talks is how to limit billions of tons of CO2 that are pumped into the atmosphere every year. That got KUT's Moz Bouchel curious about how we keep track of the CO2 we're currently releasing, and just how we weigh something that floats in the first place. His reporting for State Impact Texas brought him to some unlikely places.
Places like 16th century England. That's where Queen Elizabeth I made a bet over the weight of smoke. I could tell you the story, but it would be more fun to act it out. So, welcome to the royal court. We're in the early days of colonization of the New World, and look, here comes explorer Sir Walter Raleigh.
Hello, my queen.
He's just come from overseas, and he's brought tobacco. So, he's hanging out, puffing on his pipe. And he makes a bet with the queen.
I assure your majesty, I can tell exactly the weight of the smoke I consume.
He can weigh smoke.
Oh, I doubt it very much, Sir Walter. And will wager that you do not solve my doubt.
Now here's what Sir Walter does. He takes a pinch of tobacco from his pouch, weighs it, smokes it. Then he carefully weighs the ashes.
The difference between the weight of the tobacco and the weight of the ashes must be the weight of the smoke.
Sir Raleigh, you're brilliant, of course.
The queen happily pays the bet.
Why, thank you, your majesty.
So what do you think of that tale?
I think that's a great tale.
I took this story to Sue Havorka. She's a research scientist at the University of Texas Bureau of Economic Geology. She works storing carbon dioxide underground. She says even though she likes the story, Sir Walter's math is a little bit off. Now, more on that in a minute. First, we need to remember that the CO2 we're talking about, the carbon dioxide gas, is not the smoke we can see. CO2 gas is invisible to our eyes.
If you had the right kind of eyes, though, you could drive around and you'd see, well, I don't know what color it'd be, super red. You know, it's infrared, so it'd be some incredibly more than red color.
That's not to say you haven't seen it in other forms. Dry ice is frozen CO2.
The dry ice that people buy at the store is coming as a byproduct of various, mostly refining industries.
You may have liquid CO2 in your kitchen. It's in those cartridges for making sparkling water.
And you've also seen it as bubbles in a soft drink.
So here's what CO2 is. Most things we burn contain carbon, whether it's coal for power or tobacco in a pipe. Burning that stuff takes every molecule of carbon and adds oxygen.
And you get one molecule of CO2.
These days, we know the carbon content of the fuel we're burning, whether it's natural gas, wood, or coal. You take that, add the weight of the oxygen, and you have a sense of how much CO2 you've created. You're almost weighing it molecule by molecule, almost.
It's easier to think of it like this. So everybody knows what molecules are. And gas is just molecules that are far apart.
That's Gary Rochelle. He's a professor of chemical engineering at UT Austin.
Although you can't really weigh a molecule, you know it's CO2 has a mass of 44 atomic units.
If you gather enough of those together, you have what scientists call a mole of carbon dioxide.
And a mole of carbon dioxide weighs 44 grams. And if you get enough moles together, then you've got a ton.
It adds up quickly.
A typical coal-fired power plant might have 4 million tons per year.
Now, here's where things get really weird. The weight of the CO2 emissions created by burning that coal, for example, is actually heavier than the weight of the coal itself. Because, if you remember, we've added the oxygen to it. So, even though it floats, it's actually heavier. 1 ton of coal can create around 3 tons of CO2. Same for tobacco. Maybe it's time to revisit that wager. So, Sir Walter.
Yes, strange future lad.
Knowing what we know now, it seems like the queen never should have paid.
Oh.
Yeah, the smoke you weighed, if you count the CO2, was heavier than you thought.
Oh dear, I guess I shall have to repay her majesty. What's that? I hear my ship calling.
Now, something tells me that's not going to end well. But it's even worse news for us. We're on track to pump around 40 billion tons of CO2 in the atmosphere this year, and even greater amounts in years to come. Moz Bouchel, KUT News. Special thanks to Dano Johnson and Shayna Merlin for playing Sir Walter and the Queen.
Thank you, Your Highness.
That was too weird.
That's good. You can find more news online at KUT.org.